This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump can be expected to do a lot of TV watching today, tuned to the open impeachment hearings into his conduct in office, the first such event in 20 years. The initial session was gaveled into order on Capitol Hill an hour ago, and witness testimony has begun. VOA correspondent Catherine Gibson offers a preview of what lies ahead, which includes the words of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
First to testify, one of the Democrats' key witnesses, Ambassador William Taylor. Schiff praised Taylor ahead of his testimony.
Someone who is, I think, performing another vital service for the country relating the facts that came to his attention, the very disturbing facts that came to his attention.
The top U.S. diplomat to Ukraine told House lawmakers it was clear U.S. security assistance to Ukraine was tied to that country's cooperation in investigation into Trump's political rival Joe Biden and his family. Also testifying this week, State Department official George Kent and former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch. They told lawmakers the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, subverted traditional U.S. foreign policy channels and that providing congressionally approved U.S. aid was linked to Ukraine's compliance with the president's personal political interests.
That was VOA's Catherine Gibson. Unlike Richard Nixon and Bill Clinton during their impeachment hearings, political scientist Chris Galdieri says, don't expect Donald Trump to stay uninvolved.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw an awful lot of real-time commentary from him during the hearings, possibly even to the point of almost coaching Republicans during their time for questions during the hearing.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Self-exiled and now ex-Bolivian President Evo Morales has arrived in Mexico, which granted him asylum after he resigned his office on Sunday and fled his country. Bolivian opposition leaders say they're working to ensure a peaceful transition despite continuing political tensions. Here is VOA correspondent Mike O'Sullivan.
Soldiers patrol the streets of La Paz as supporters of Morales protest in Mexico City, where the former Bolivian leader arrived Tuesday morning.
Quiero decirles...
I want to tell you, we're extremely grateful because the Mexican president has saved my life.
Morales resigned Sunday after weeks of turmoil, sparked when the three-term president claimed victory in an election that critics say should have led to a runoff against former Bolivian President Carlos Mesa. Amid the unrest, he lost support of Bolivia's military. The White House applauded Morales' departure, which it said reflects the will of Bolivia's people. Elsewhere in Latin America, supporters of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said Morales, who was his nation's first indigenous president, was the victim of a U.S.-backed plot. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
New Israeli airstrikes have killed two more suspected militants in Gaza, raising the death toll to 18 Palestinians since the latest escalation of violence erupted the previous day. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
The Islamic Jihad says several more of its fighters were targeted as rocket fire into Israel resumed, along with Israeli retaliation after a brief overnight lull. The military said more than 250 rockets have been fired at Israeli communities since the violence erupted following an Israeli airstrike that killed a senior Islamic Jihad commander accused of being the mastermind of recent attacks. Israel says it has no interest in further escalation but will keep pressure on rocket launchers. I'm Zaria Shakili.
In Hong Kong, clashes between protesters and riot police continued overnight at the Chinese Hong Kong University, extending one of the more violent stretches in the 5 months of demonstrations in China's semi-autonomous territory. Police fired rounds of tear gas and rubber bullets at pro-democracy demonstrators, and students responded by throwing bricks and gasoline bombs. Hong Kong police spokesman Kong Wing-cheung says some mainland China students want to leave their campus, which is barricaded by demonstrators.
They told that they would like to leave the school campus because they have some safety concerns. But since the road in the vicinity has been seriously obstructed with trash, they are unable to leave.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.